We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Shin Hei, Sha'ar HaGava. And the Magid Midovna had been describing what traits are the product of false pride. What happens when a person is proud? What do you lose by it? And firstly, he said that the tendency of a person who's proud is that he cannot take his creator into account. Meaning he can only think of himself. That's the first problem with pride. Yes?
What about if you're proud if you did something good? Like you gave a nice Devar Torah or something, you're working hard for and you're proud of yourself because it went successfully.
So he's not talking about that. He's talking about a person who has the attribute of haughtiness, of false pride.
Okay, fine. So
a haughty person. Arrogance, right. Shenit, secondly, ki hagava hi mechitza gdola v'sibah chazaka lehavdil b'no v'en ahavat Adonav. Arrogance forms a tremendous, how do you translate mechitza? Barrier between a person and the love of his creator. Umonat otom limtzo chen b'enav. And it prevents a person from finding favor in the eyes of his creator. Achar shekvar kara ota to'eva. Oh, Peter Yaakov isn't here. In Tanakh, the word arrogance is called to'eva. Yaakov asked earlier where the word to'eva shows up in Tanakh. So here's another example. Arrogance is called to'eva, an abomination. Kemamar, as the verse says in Mishle in Proverbs, to'avat Hashem kol geva lev. The verse says in Mishle, anyone who is arrogant, who has a high heart, is the abomination before Hashem. To'avat Hashem kol geva lev. Asher ma'amar to'eva yisov al aflagat ha-mi'us. You want to know what the word to'eva means? Says the Magen Midovna. The word to'eva means extraordinary disgust. When you're super disgusted with something, that's when it's called a to'eva. Okay, so Yaakov, you're on the ball. To'eva is what we might translate as an abomination. Yeah. Completely disgusted with it. So that's the second problem with pride, that God finds a haughty person to be an abomination. God can't stand them. It's disgusting. Thirdly, shlishit, kihi sibat tzumah l'achikom avodat Hashem nishma. It really stands in the way from serving Hashem for the lishma, for the true reason. Sheyeni kaivad Hashem, a person that wants to reach the point where he can be called God's servant, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yismach Moshe b'matnat chilko, ki eved ne'eman karat alo. Moshe was called the eved ne'eman, the trusted servant. And it's very hard to get there if a person has arrogance. Ki echu oved avodat Hashem im kol avodato litper ben anashim. How could you say he's serving God when his whole goal is to get people to say, wow, look at him. He's trying to find favor in the eyes of people. He's trying to show off. And then you're going to say he's serving God. He wants people to say, hey, look at what a great guy he is. That's what our sages taught, that he who uses the shovel of Torah is going to pass from the world. Meaning, it could be he's learning, but he's always there to show off what he's learned. That's when, you know, it's going to pass. It's fleeting. He's going to have his short-lived success, but it's going to be short-lived. So those are the next 2 points that he's saying are outgrowths of Gaava. And we'll pick up here next time.